This is utterly indicating follow up progress note, patient name Brown, BROWN, Deborah, DEBORH, date of birth 11/5/1958, place Future Care Charles Village, date of service 2/5/2024, place Future Care Charles Village, is a follow up note. Patient seen today is a follow up at the nursing home. Subjective, patient is lying on the bed. She denies any headache, dizziness, nausea, vomiting. As a appetite is poor, but no cough, no congestion, no fever, no chills. Past medical history of CVA, next line. Diabetes mellitus, next line. Hypertension, next line. History of substance abuse, and ambulatory dysfunction due to stroke with right side weakness. Physical exam, patient is awake, she's alert, oriented time 3. Blood pressure 130 over 70, pulse 76, respiration 18, temperature 98.2 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, neck supple longevity, chest and tender, lungs, bilateral onchi, no wheezing, heart S2, abdomen is soft, bowel sound present, no rebound, no rigidity, extremities, chronic edema, there is no cough tenderness, neuro, she is awake, alert, right sided weakness, cooperative medications reviewed, lab reviewed, assessment number 1, CVA with the right sided weakness, next line. Diabetes mellitus being monitored, next line hypertension controlled, next line history of substance abuse, maintained on methadone. Plan of care will continue all her current medication, monitor oral intake. Patient has recently some weight loss, but with dietitian consultation, patient will be monitored very closely. The patient is the same patient, Brown, BROWN, Deborah, DEBORH, date of birth 11/5/1958, date of service 3/09/2024, place Future Care Charles Village, 3/9/2024, place Future Care Charles Village. Patient seen as a follow up with a progress note. Patient in Brown, BROWN, Deborah, DEBORH, date of birth 11/5/1958, Future Care Charles Village. Subjective, patient is lying on the bed, no shortness of breath, no cough, no congestion, decreased appetite, not eating enough, no fever, no chills, occasional constipation, and no nausea, no vomiting. On examination, patient is awake, patient is alert, oriented time 3, blood pressure 110 over 72, pulse 78, respiration 20, temperature 97.2 Fahrenheit, head rate macromophilic, isogenic taric, neck supple longevity, chest non-tender, lungs clear, no wheezing, heart SMS2 regular, abdomen is soft, non-tender, pulse positive, extremities chronic edema, there is no calf tenderness, neuro, patient is awake, alert, right side weakness, medication reviewed, lab reviewed, assessment number 1, recent weight loss being monitored closely, dietitian has been consulted and they are following. He also has anemia, will monitor CBC and CKD, elevated BUN creatinine, and will monitor labs and electrolytes closely and encourage fluids. Care plan discuss with the nursing staff and also discuss with the NP and also the patient. This is the end of the vacation. Patient, same patient, at Brown, BROWN, Deborah, DEBORH, date of birth 11/5/1958, place Future Care Charles Village. Patient seen today, follow up, and nursing rehab. Patient has been admitted with the CVA with residual right side weakness, anxiety, depression, hypertension, ambulatory dysfunction, secondary to stroke causing right side weakness. Patient denies any nausea, vomiting, fever, chills. On examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented M3, blood pressure 110 over 62. Pulse 78, temperature 97.6 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, had idiomatic hemocholic arteric neck supple chest non tender lungs clear no wheezing heart SNS2 abdomen is soft non tender on positive extremities bilateral edema that's a chronic neuro patient is awake she's alert and the right side weakness lab reviewed medication reviewed patient has a recent pneumonitis PNEUMON pneumonitis that has been treated and she has improved and renal insufficiency and that's being monitored diabetes mellitus being monitored closely chronic leg edema and neuroawake alert at time 3 right side weakness due to stroke and she has expressive aphasia dysarthria due to stroke assessment recently treated for pneumonia next line renal insufficiency next line history of renal stone currently asymptomatic and history of anxiety and depression next line diabetes mellitus and currently controlled next line chronic leg edema next line abdominal distension intermittent ileus currently is much better abdominal x-ray was done a few weeks ago no evidence of obstruction plan of care patient has finished the antibiotic course for the right basal infiltrate at present no respiratory distress patient BNP CBC will be monitored she does have a mild hyperkalemia she was given Lokelma and other than that patient is doing well and weight loss is being monitored anemia CBC will be monitored closely discuss with the nursing staff thank you